good to stand up. Because I'm ready to preach. No, you don't have to. I want you to repeat after me. I have been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live. The life I now live.
I live by faith.
In the Son of Man. Who gave himself for me. The life I live in the body.
I live by faith.
In the Son of Man. In the Son of God. Who gave himself for me. Do you understand what you just said? I have been crucified with Christ. Do you understand that? When I was a child, I saw this man hanging on the cross, and nobody took time. Nobody took 1 minute to explain to me who was this Christ. You know why? Because I was a loser. Loser. You were never going to accomplish anything in life. I heard that by my relatives. Be careful what you tell your child. Be very careful. Don't ever tell your children you were never going to accomplish anything. That's wrong. That's wrong because since that day on, I have been trying to understand that I was more than a conqueror, more than an overcomer. And that's what you are. This is the reason why God created me. I was born without a father and a mother. Abandoned. And I could never understand, why me? And I always ask this question, why me? Why me? Why me? And my mother, whom I thank God for choosing her to be my mother, stand her, because a mother is supposed to love her child. Do you understand that? A father is supposed to be there with the child, but I never had that. And the moment I came out of my mother's womb, I remember I was by Edwin's age, and I was so scared to face the world. I want to preach to you in a minute. I'm just trying for you to understand why I'm doing this. Why do I have this desire, this passion to serve and to give myself away? Because something happens when you give yourself away. Something happens when you give yourself away. There's nothing else you can do but just give yourself away because God already did everything for you. Everything. That's why the scripture says that Jesus sat on his throne at the right hand of God. Why? Because everything has been done. Everything. There's no reason for you to whine. No reason for you to start whining. You know, that's why the children of Israel never made it to the promised land. Because all you did was whine, whine. I wish I could have a big house. Well, I wish I could have a car. Oh, I wish I could have this. You know what? It was a week journey they were going to make. How many came out of Egypt? 2 million? A million? That's a big church. Neither one of them made it to the promised land. You know why? Because all they did was whine. Whine. And whine about everything. And I got a message for you, church. And my message is for you. Start being grateful for what you have. Be grateful for what you have. And you guys, I used to say, Lord, I don't want to tell all these people who I was. I don't want to tell them that I have to come here and jump one fence and cross a river and go through the mountains And I don't want to tell them that I went to the back door so I can come to the United States. I'm so embarrassed. And I can hear the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that comes from the living God saying, would you do it for my glory? Would you do it for my glory? Okay, Lord, if it is for your glory, I'll do anything you want me to. I dream, church. Since I was a child. Someday I was going to come here. And I'm here. But I never dreamed that someday I was going to be looking at the flock with my right hand in my heart. And I will never forget, as long as I live, I will never forget, before I signed the final papers to become American citizen, I never dreamed that I was going to become American citizen. Never. I never dreamed that I was going to be looking at the flag. Never. And I will never forget, church. Never. As long as I live, the man who was signing the papers for me to become American citizen, he said to me, Mario, before you sign the last paper, I want to ask you a question. And this is the question that he asked me. He said, would you be willing, listen to this, would you be willing to give your life for this nation if the enemy comes and attacks us? Man, I didn't expect that. Then I had looked at the flag, and I was choking tears. I was fighting tears. It took me a while to respond. Yes, I'm willing. Willing. But this is what I said to him. But you have no idea that I'm already in a war. And he said to me, what are you talking about? Satan is taking so many souls. The devil, Satan, Lucifer, is taking those precious souls the reason why Jesus Christ came. He could have stayed in his throne. He could have stayed there and said, screw everybody. I'm just chilling. I'm going to keep back. You know, no. He left his kingdom. He left his glory. Jeremiah said, before I formed you in the belly, I knew thee. I knew you. And I didn't know that. And I said, Lord, why do you want to use me? Why do you want me? Because God always, he pleases him to choose the foolish things of the world. He pleases him. Don't ask me why, but it says right here that he pleases God to choose those things that the world doesn't want. And he says, come on, Bobo. Oh, come on, boy. I want you because you knew Mario. I didn't know this. And how do I know this? Revelation. That's what you need, revelation. Because some of you here, I don't know who it is. I don't know who I'm going to be preaching to. But some of you guys are holding into this doctrine, this religion. And God did, Jesus Christ didn't come into this earth so you can hold on to religion. He wants to have a relationship with the Father. Do you understand that? That's why when I get up, I said, Father, here I am. Here I am. Use me for your glory. Use me. Where can I serve you? You know why? Where can you serve him? I want you to understand this. You are part of my family. If you are a Christian, you are part of my family. Whether you like it or not, when you get to heaven, you're going to see me there. So you know what you have to start? You start to suck it up. I don't want you to go when you get to heaven and see me and say, oh, God, here's Mario. Just ignoring you. Because that stuff is not going to happen there. You understand that? That's one of those mentalities you have to. You know, just be transformed to renew your mind. Understand that you are a daughter and a son of the Most High God. And stop feeling sorry for yourself. You are no reason to feel sorry for yourself. I said, Lord, why do you want to use me? I never been in school. I'm telling you, I don't have any education. I'm telling you, I should be so embarrassed to say this. I only got a third grade education, and they kicked me out of school because I was, quote, unquote, too stupid to learn. That's what they told me. So I started hanging around, all around, wondering, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? What am I doing? I wish I could have died in my mother's womb. I wish I could have just... Did you know that most of my friends that I grew up with are dead? Dead. And I'm still here. Why? Because God had a purpose for me. My purpose will stand, says the Lord, and I will do all that I please. From a fat of land, I will bring a bird of prey. And from my fat land, I meant to fulfill my purpose. What purpose? To tell you that Christ is alive. He's alive. I have been crucified with Christ. And how do you crucify? How do you crucify yourself? By saying no to those things that the devil wants to say. Say no. If God says no, you don't do it. You don't become a man of character here. Everybody's watching you. You become a man and a woman of character when nobody's watching you. That's why I want to be a man of God. It is my heart's desire to be a man of God. Moses was a man of God. But there will be no other man like Moses, because Moses was faithful in all of God's house. And this is where I want to start preaching right now. That should be the foundation of your temple, because you are a temple. You are a house. Woman, why were you looking for me, Jesus said. Don't you know that I have to be in my father's house? He was only 12 years of age. When he told Mary that, he already knew who he was. I didn't know that I was. Look at me. You're talking about a screen makeover? I mean, seriously. Don't you know? Don't you know me? It would take me days and days and days to tell you how I have to go to the trash can in my country so I can see if there was something there so I can eat. Don't you know me? No, you don't. But my God knows me. And this is what happened. My mother kept having children out of wedlock, one after another. And my mother's name is Mary. I said, come on, Mary. And I didn't know this, but through revelation, my God revealed to me that he was there. Push, helping my mother. Push. Keep pushing, Mary. This baby's yours, and this baby's yours, and this baby's yours, and this baby's yours, but this one is mine, because he blesses God. It is by grace that I'm standing here. It pleases God to separate me from my mother's womb. Oh my God. It pleases him, the scripture says, that he separates me from my mother's womb so he can reveal his son in me. And I don't have to ask permission to anyone. I don't have to ask permission to nobody to preach this gospel, because the Spirit of the Lord is on me. I am anointed to preach the good news to the poor. And I don't have to ask permission to those colleges. I don't have to ask permission for, so can I preach this gospel? No, because I've been anointed to speak. Spirit of the Lord is on me, Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord. Unless the Lord build the house. Unless the Lord build the house. Parents, you have a huge responsibility to train your children in the way they should go. It is your responsibility. You are in charge. You are the boss. And you should train them. Because we have a devil out there. Oh, yeah. He's attacking my children. He's going to attack your children. And if you don't train them, the way they should go, you know, and even though there's no guarantee that they're not gonna turn their back on God. Read the scriptures. It says right there, turn the shop with this. I guarantee you, Mario. I guarantee you. No. Your children and my children have to understand someday. Someday they're gonna have to understand for themselves that God doesn't have grandchildren. They have to understand they have to choose for themselves. Choose this state. I tell my children, choose this state. This state. Who are you going to serve? You choose. Go. Jesus said there's two ways. There's only two ways. One that leads to destruction, and the other one that leads to eternal life. You choose. Don't you, when you hit the dead end, there's going to be a dead end right ahead of you. When you see that dead end, don't ever say, my dad never warned me. Don't ever say that. Heaven is my throne. And the earth is my footstool. Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah. Where is the house? God is a holy God. Understand that. In my house, I was reading the scripture last Sunday. In my house, I have to walk with integrity. And I don't even know anything about integrity. I've never been in school. So God took me into my own wilderness. From there, he called me. You know? And that's what we need. We need a man of God and a woman of God who can stand just so you know that I am God. Don't compliment us with the devil. That's why you see no breakthroughs. Mario, I wish I could be blessed like you. Well, are you walking with God? Walk in the Spirit. You not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But you have to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus, we just are reading that. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. And then he was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. You hear what I'm saying? So you have to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You get it. Because temptation will come. It's part of your journey. It's part of my journey. I get tempted just like everybody else gets tempted. Bunch of women who want to go to bed with me. I'm telling you the truth. But I said, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. My calling, this is what my calling is. My calling is to tell this generation of staying until marriage. That's what my calling is. And I search God. And I search God about this calling. And I said, Lord, people are going to kill me. But you know what? This is what my calling is. And I don't have to apologize to anybody. Because God is going to hold me accountable. For the life of your children. That's why he brought me here. God is the one brought me here. I didn't want to come in here. Are you serious? No, seriously. I mean, I stood there and I was wearing my car. I am telling you the truth. God is my witness. I got here. And it doesn't take so much for me to hide myself. But I was going like this under the steering wheel. I was so paranoid. I didn't want to get in. You know why? Because I was so sick and tired. child of only Christians. You know, and you got to find a way. You got to find a way to be an appointed Christian. Because when you get near God, God is going to tell you to take off your shoes. Just like it did with Moses. Don't come closer to me, Moses. Don't you come near me, because I am holy. Jeremiah chapter 29 says, you will seek me and find me. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will let myself be found. God is not a man that he should lie. If he says he's going to find himself, he better do it, because his character is a state. And when I get closer, and the more closer I got, and the more closer I got, the Holy Spirit was telling me, why are you going to drop your mask? People ask me, how long have you been a Christian, Mario? 28 years? 25? But out of those 25 years, half of those years I was nothing but a hypocrite. God is my witness. God is my witness, not lying to you. And it wasn't until I took off the mask that I realized, boom, that I was a sinner. I didn't know that I've been corrupt. I didn't know that. Because I was living with this illusion that the church was going to do everything for me. And I was like Adam. Himself, when he heard the voice of God, instead of coming forward, I wonder what would have happened if Adam would have said, Lord, daddy, I have sinned against you. I'm naked. I have sinned. I wonder what would have happened. Can I tell you something, church? Stop hiding. They ain't going to do you no good. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? There's no way you can hide from God. Are you serious? And it's not just that. It's not that I'm ashamed of the gospel. But I just couldn't believe someone. God, the one who called the stars by name. The one who told Moses, stretch out your hand. Stretch out your hand. The one who to the children of Israel can go into the front. I could not believe that God would do something. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God, I'm running out of mess of time. And I mean, look at this. This is my message right here that God gives me. God always does this. Always does this thing to me. Then I spent days and days seeking God's faith. Okay, Lord, what are you going to tell your church? What do you want me to tell the people at church? And I spent time, weeks and weeks. I was supposed to give you this message on my birthday. And I got sick, and I don't know. And look, honest, I mean, I went out of time. I'm not even Christian yet. All right, give me 5 minutes, all right? I'm going to give you 4 steps. I'm going to teach you 4 steps. Let me jump ahead of you. I don't have time. 4 steps for you to become a man of God. I'm going to teach you how to do that. The first step. When my mother put me on the street, I didn't know what to do. So I asked to steal. And I looked straight to the promised land. 1 step at a time. Don't try to run, because you're going to stumble. And you will stumble. Because I have tried to live to the standards that God wants me to live. And I have failed. Why? Because I always want to go ahead of God. And God told Abraham, walk before me and be blameless, and I will increase your number. Walk before me. The first step you got it. Be faithful. Be faithful. How do I become faithful? You are my family. That's why I want to tell you. You are my family. You become faithful, okay, by giving your tithes and offering. Understand that? Because we are, this is not about you, it's not about me. It's about building a kingdom for the living God. God is going to hold us accountable. Just because we didn't have service last Sunday because it was snowing, that doesn't mean I'm not going to give an offering. You have to battle that. You have to battle that. That's one way you can become, man, I wish I could have 6 hours to preach to you guys. I am so filled with the Holy Ghost. Be faithful. That's one way you can start being faithful. Faith, God, Moses was faithful in all God's house. Second step, get to know him. Get to know him. Once you get to know him, you're going to be faithful and more faithful and more faithful. That's why Jesus says, Phyllis, don't you know who I am? I have been with you for such a long time, and you still don't know me? How can you ask me, show us the Father? Don't you see me? Don't you see me, Felix? Third step. Fear him. And in this case, means respect him. Respect God. Don't walk around like so stinking arrogant. When you get out of the stores, you're going to be tempted. Oh, but nothing special has ceased to accept what is coming to man. But God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. God is faithful. Don't blame it on my daddy. Don't blame it on my God. Because he is faithful. He's faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But with the temptation, he's going to show you a way to stay. He will show you a way to stay. When these women come and ask me out on a date, the first thing I say, hey, are you willing to take your own cross? If they say no, then next. I'm serious. You know why? Because God has not promised you tomorrow. And Jesus said, then on the day you not expected, I will come and get you. And I'm going to have to give him account. If I don't practice what I preach, you better watch out. That's why you have to respect him. And for that, I'm going to take you to the book of Malachi. In the book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 6. Prophet Malachi said, God told Malachi, if I am a father, and you are a son, where is my honor? Where is my honor? Where is my respect? Oh, my God. So I have to honor him everywhere, not just one day a week. Every day I have to honor him. Jesus says, I honor my Father. You dishonor him. Are you serious? How do I dishonor him? By not practicing what you preach, Mario. You can't practice what you preach. Because the adult that makes me a hypocrite. Are you hearing what I'm saying? How do you become more than an overcomer? How do you become more than an overcomer? I'm going to tell you how. Yeah, for someone who's never been in school, long. Revelation chapter 12. Ready for this? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy was the Lamb that was slain. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And they did not love their life so much as to shrink from death. Come on, church. You are more than a conqueror. But in all these things, we are more than conquerors, the scripture tells us. For I am persuaded, neither Jesus. We are more than overcomers. Remember that. They overcame him. Who? Those one who has come before us. Those one who did not compromise with the devil. And some of you are still compromising. That's why you have become a bunch of sissy, whiny Christians. Come on. God didn't die for you so you can be feeling sorry for yourself. There's no reason for that. We are more than overcomers. Watch this. And I'll let you go. Watch this. In the book of Revelation, Jesus said, to him who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. To him who overcomes, I will give him the right to sit with me on my throne. Just as I overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. So you're not going to, we will never be an overcomer if you keep on whining and whining and whining. Remember this, the moment you get up every morning, the moment you wake up, just say, I am more than overcome. That there was no power over you. No more. Because you are a child of the Most High God. He lives in you. Christ in me. Christ in me. Christ in me. The hope of glory. Can you say amen to that? That's what I mean. Last step. You ready for this? Obey. And for that, I want to take you to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, beginning with verse 11. What I command you today, it's not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It's no longer up in heaven. That you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven? And then bring the message to us so that we may obey. Nor is beyond the sea. That you have to ask, who's going to go beyond the sea and bring the message to us so that we might obey it? Moses said, no. The scripture said, no. The word is very near you. The word is very near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. So that you might obey it. That's all you gotta do, obey. Obey. Well, my enemy said, I'm having a hard time hearing God. Well, are you obeying? It's just about the house. Okay? Which one are you? The one that built his house on the sand or the one that built his house on the rock? Which one are you? It's all about the house. It's all about the temple. You are a temple. You are a temple. Forget about your covenant, God said. Forget about it. I'm going to come. Give me a chance. There was a man sent from God. His name was John. He was from God, sent from God. And his name was John. And John didn't know. John didn't know that he was the Messiah, the Christ, the Word that became flesh. He was a spirit. He was a nation. I didn't understand that. Don't they like those dry bones that you see the dogs? Don't be like that. You are an army. You are an army. An army of the living God. An army. That is who you are. That is who, an army. And God is looking for a man of God. God is looking for a woman of God. You want to be a man of God? Then walk with him. Walk with him. You want to be a woman of God? Then walk with him. Give him a chance. And you watch what's going to happen. It's not going to happen tomorrow. And that's not going to happen next week. It takes time. It's not like one of those frozen dinners you put in the microwave and 5 seconds is gone. Done. No, it takes time. It takes time. God is going to test your faithfulness to see whether you're going to obey him or not, to see if you're going to be faithful or not. time from glory to glory. I ran out of time. I don't like it, but I have to close this message. Did you get something? All right. John, listen to me. I'm going to prophesy to you right now. God has an awesome plan for you. And for you too, Jared. I'm serious. And for you too, Michelle. How do you know? This is the reason why God sent me here to tell you. And God has a plan for every one of you here. All right. For you too. You've been in my heart for the last century. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up on me now. You have come a long way. Long way. That's why the devil he doesn't know what to do anymore. You know why? Because we have men of God right here. We got women of God. This one right here. That one right there. That one Louis right there. Ken is right there. Michelle, we got women. All of you here. All of you here are more than conquerors. More than overcomers. Can you hear us? Can you say amen? All right, we got a brother hand for us. We're ready.
He is mighty to save.